New year, new feature, the Jackson 5 coming up at 8:45 on today's show. Bitter cold out this morning, Curtis, and for a while, right?
Yeah.
With the polar vortex.
Yeah, put the heat on. Get it ready. It's going to be around for at least a week.
Well, we're going to talk to Jelani Tavai on the final Patriots Friday of this season coming up in about 15 minutes at 7:20. But right now, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Don Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Where should we start this morning, Chime?
Well, Greg, we could begin with DeMarcus Covington. As you mentioned earlier, Covington talked about his relationship with Keon White, especially with Keon White's comments as of late.
He suggested that there needed to be a change or changes.
Yes. So here was DeMarcus Covington talking about Keon White.
I'm already connected with Keon. So that's how I look at it. Like, I'm connected with Keon. There was no disconnect from me and Keon. So I think Keon, we continue to work every single day like we did yesterday. Going to work today on the practice field. We already done that in the meeting room. We're going to go out there on Sunday, do the same thing. So like I said, I love Keon. We have a great relationship. Like, you talk about a guy that come to my house, you know, eat Thanksgiving with me. Like, so as far as like, those different type of things, I think theirs can be one narrative then another narrative. He's trying to do what I'm trying to do, win. All right, he's trying to do what y'all wanted to see, win. So that's the beauty of the game. There's always the, like, that's why I like, you like to talk to people face to face on things, because just like when you text, like, you never know how that is interpreted.
Okay. Well, so everything's fine because they had Thanksgiving dinner together. Okay.
Yeah. That's right. The one thing I hate about the NFL and I hate about football in general is there's way too much capping going on. Just be straight up with us. That's what I loved about Parcells and Belichick. Stop it. Keon White clearly has an issue with the way that he feels like you're utilizing his skill set as a coach.
And I'm guessing the defense in general.
Yeah. So, I mean, the system, the scheme, whatever it is.
Yeah.
When a player, and I asked Mayo about this, because when a player says there needs to be changes, he's not talking about personnel. He's talking about coaching, whether it's his position coach, whether it's the defensive coordinator or the head coach. So, clearly, there's an issue. And then I'll say this, though, to Keon White, bruh, do something before you start saying you got an issue. You got, what, 5 sacks on the year? I could see if you have like 10, 12 sacks and you were like balking. I think that's the biggest issue.
But Wiggy, that's this roster. That's the issue with Mayo, is you have guys like Keyshawn Booty who are Jalen Polk acting like a-holes when they drop every ball thrown their way and they have no repercussions.
And that's where I 100% agree with you, Curtis, and I believe... And that's why I believe the whole thing when this first happened, it's hard to be, and friends should never be, or players should never be friends with their coaches.
Well, it started, the whole thing started with Matthew Judon ripping his head coach a new one in front of everybody during training camp.
Yeah.
And the coach was like, yeah, he's got the, you know, he should express himself however if he wants to. Wants to berate me in front of everybody. That's his right to do. Like, I mean, that's why would anybody else act differently when they see that happen?
And that's the hottest thing in football today. Because Shine brought up Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. Like, that's the hard thing. Like, you're trying to walk this fine line of trying to relate and be friendly with these guys, but also you have to be their boss.
Well, Gerard said to us when we brought up Polk making some dumb comments, he said, well, we've had to talk to Polk a few times about, you know, comments that he makes.
They keep making them. Talking to him doesn't matter. All right, what's next?
Well, Greg, as we've talked about or mentioned already, Pro Bowl voting has already happened in the NFL. One team that did not get a Pro Bowl selection is the Miami Dolphins. Patriots, by the way, did get one. Shout out to Brendan Schooler, another special teamer. Well,
you think Christian Gonzalez should be a Pro Bowl player based on the season that he's had?
Yeah, he could probably slip in there.
I don't know. The other AFC corners that they chose were all pretty good. Like, I mean, he's not better than Pat Surtain.
Yeah. So there's only a few spots. Who's the other one? Surtain and who else?
I think Denzel Ward for Cleveland was on that list. I'm not sure who the other one was. Okay. I'd have to double check. But
anyway,
Jonnu Smith from the Miami Dolphins, former New England Patriot great Jonnu Smith, talked about being snubbed from the Pro Bowl after having a great year in Miami. Here was Jonnu Smith.
I thought I did. It's my first time, ever being, recognized for, a respectable honor. You know what I mean? And, congratulations to all the guys that made it. It was deserving. I guess that's just how these deals work, man.
How surprising is it that no Dolphins made the team?
Listen, I definitely felt, that was kind of a slap in the face. I felt a lot of guys, a few guys were deserving, for sure. And, at the end of the day, we play this game to win championships. And, Pro Bowls, that's actually that comes with it. So, at the end of the day, we'll laugh about it for a few minutes or so. But, we got work to do this weekend.
Okay. Yeah. Slap in the face.
Nah.
Yeah.
For a non-playoff team.
Your performance with that salary was a slap in the face to people here there, Jonnu.
All right. Anything else, Sean?
Yeah, I got another one for you here, Greg. We talked about possible head coaching candidates. As we've stated many times, you're a big fan of Mike Vrabel. I may be prone to more of the offensive guys. One offensive guy that may want to throw his hat back in the ring, Cliff Kingsbury of the Washington Commanders. Here was a discussion he had with the media the other day about possibly being a head coach once again.
Do you want to be a head coach again?
Yeah, I'm sure at some point. Yeah, at some point.
Do you plan to interview for jobs this year?
I won't comment on that, but yeah, we'll see how everything plays out, but I'm very happy here. Yeah, this has been an awesome place and has really helped me kind of rekindle my love for the sport.
Okay. Would you be on board, Sean?
I mean, probably not, just because the classic Cliff Kingsbury cliff in the second half of the season scares me a little bit. But what he's done with Jaden Daniels has been remarkable. I mean, it is the most impressive job I think I've seen with a rookie quarterback maybe ever. Yeah. It has been awesome.
We talked about it yesterday, but what that franchise has done has been incredible. And so they had the exact same record that you did last season. And you get yourself a quarterback. You start him week one.
Yep.
You get yourself a new head coach.
Yep. And he's a defensive guy, the head coach.
But you can't compare the rosters, Greg. It's a much better roster. It's a really,
well, it's because they went and spent money in free agency.
Of course. But the Patriots roster is the worst in the NFL.
Yeah, the Patriots roster.
Yeah, but they had Elliott Wolf had the opportunity to change that, Curtis.
Yeah. Well, that's the one who should be fired.
I agree. But
yes, Elliott Wolf should absolutely be fired.
Right. So it's
not just Gerard Mayo.
Right.
But I'm just saying, if Dan Quinn was coaching the Patriots, they have three wins.
Right. And we'd be probably saying the same thing. Get Dan Quinn up out of here. Right. And that's why we don't. I get what your point, Greg, of some of the adjustments that Mayo hasn't been able to make, especially defensively, and you would expect him to do more. But he was dealt a crappy hand, and so you're firing a guy that you really didn't give him an opportunity to be successful because you have zero talent. And you look at the Pro Bowl selections, there's not even a guy that's even close. And guess what? I probably could make the argument for Jonnu Smith to be a Pro Bowl tight end.
Well, we keep arguing about this, but Bill had four wins with the same roster and a tougher schedule. So
that team stunk last year,
right,
too.
And so, Bill has had a million
and
games.
They were in those games.
Right. Bill Belichick came in as a coach after having an experience in Cleveland on a roster that was really good, that won eight games the year before with Pete Carroll and won five.
So what's that tell you about a guy? Because you bring up Bill, right? So what's that tell you about the greatest coach that ever coached the game, had four wins, versus a guy who's in his first year that might be able to get four wins
with a
crappy team?
Tells me that he was forced to draft a quarterback that he didn't want and that the quarterback stunk. And I'm saying that from the island. All right. Well, anyway, they said it. We'll talk to Jelani Tavai, New England Patriots linebacker, next on a Patriots Friday. Here is Courtney with what is trending right this moment.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Celtics pull off a close win in Minnesota, 118-115, the final, without Jaylen Brown or Kristaps Porzingis. Anthony Edwards had a chance to tie it with 3.1 remaining on the clock, but his three hit the rim, bounced off. Jason Tatum had a hell of a game with 33 points, while Derek White had 26. Elsewhere in the league, reports are that Jimmy Butler has told the Miami Heat he wants a trade. Butler reportedly doesn't have a list of places he wants to go, indicating he would go anywhere but stay in Miami. The Bruins fell to the Rangers, ending New York's four-game losing streak. Elias Lindholm had the sole goal for the Bees, while Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 25 saves in the loss. We have the final team locked in for college football playoff semifinals. Notre Dame took care of Georgia last night in the postponed Sugar Bowl. 23-10 was the final. And it's the final week of the NFL regular season. The Patriots have the Bills at Gillette, 1 p.m. kickoff. We have Jelani Tavai coming up next. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Polar vortex. It's coming. And it's not leaving for about a week. It's going to be freezing. Right now, it feels like 15 in Boston.
Curtis, I'm shocked. No one loves kitchen clean. Curtis, I'm shocked.
Yes.
As I was saying, that you have yet to share the AccuWeather polar vortex map with the viewers. If you are watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube, there it is.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That is what you're going to get this weekend, Courtney.
Wow. That is some rated X in the heartland.
Yeah, that is what AccuWeather has determined the polar vortex looks like.
Wow.
A lot of damage that thing's going to create.
I feel like Courtney's friend is all of a sudden in the Midwest.
Oh, we have movement on that, by the way. Golden Dong coming in. Quick.
Yeah, so anyway, just be aware. See? I think you want to. They are suggesting it's going to be most dangerous right there at the tip.
Just the tip.
I swear. So, all right, we're going to talk to Jelani Tavai next.